about the Iker Din that there's a chiyah for Natila, for Pas, there's a chiyah for Natila for Paris, which are Tibula B'mashka, or Dovash Tibula B'mashka. Okay, beyond that, we need to really talk about the Din of Natila. We really could divide the halachas of Natila into various sections. So the first halacha, first section which we'll talk about is that we require a kli. We have to define what is a valid kli, what is not a valid kli. The second halacha is that the kli which you use, you have to use a process of gavra, pouring. There has to be a power of individual pouring it upon the person. What exactly does that require? Who's kosher to do that? Can you have a monkey do that for you, etc.? Do you have train your pet monkey to do that for you? Is that good enough? Do you have to do it yourself, etc.? Then we have to talk about the water, which is what type of water can you use, what type of water you can't use, what type is anything which passes the usage of water, etc. Then we have to talk about the hands. The hands shouldn't have a chatzitza. How much of the hand you have to cover when you wash your hands, etc. Then there's the actual process of washing. What is the actual process of washing? How many times do you have to wash? We wash twice. Is that necessary? Is it always necessary? The drying process, are there other parts of the process that we're not certainly aware of? When is the right time to make the bracha? And then we'll talk about the halachas of a case where a person wants to eat and he has no water is available. What are his responsibilities in that situation? What happens if a person during the meal touches parts of his body which would require him to wash his hands again? What are the halachas of that? And then there's an interesting halacha, a case where a person can do tvilas yadayim instead of natilas yadayim. When is that valid? When is that not valid? So those areas we're going to touch on. Again, we're going to touch on the halachas of kli, kach gavra, the mayim, the yadayim themselves. So if you look at the process, you have involved in the process, you have the kli, you have the water, and you have your hands. Those are the three parts of the three things that are involved in the process. And the actual process requires kach gavra, drying the process. What do you do if a person doesn't have water available? A person makes his hands makes a problem with his hands during the meal, and the process of tilas yadayim. So that is introduction to what we're going to cover. Bez Hashem, have a good morning. Good